U.S. President Donald Trump traveled Tuesday to Kenosha, Wisconsin, where protests turned violent last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, 7 times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. Speaking to reporters Tuesday before departing, Mr. Trump said he didn't know if he would speak to a member of Blake's family during his visit. On Monday, Mr. Trump said he was not planning to meet with the family because they wanted a lawyer to participate. President also declined Monday to criticize the actions of Kyle Rittenhouse, a white teenage vigilante who's accused of fatally shooting 2 people and wounding a third during a street demonstration in Kenosha 2 nights after Blake's shooting. Rittenhouse, who claimed his goal was to protect businesses, faces 5 felony charges, including first-degree intentional homicide. The governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, had urged the president to skip Tuesday's visit to Kenosha. He said Mr. Trump's presence would delay the work to overcome the divisions between people. Evers has ordered National Guard troops into Kenosha and accepted additional federal law enforcement assistance to quell the street violence since Blake was shot and left partially paralyzed. Trump's trip to Wisconsin comes as he and former Vice President Joe Biden, his opponent in the November presidential election, trade accusations about security and portray life in America under the other candidate as unsafe. Mr. Trump announced Monday that the Department of Homeland Security and Department of Justice are launching an investigation into what he called left-wing civil unrest in his words, Democrat-run cities, adding that federal operations cracking down on urban violence have resulted in the arrests of 200 people, including 100 in Portland, Oregon. From Washington,